Welcome to KNEO Radio Podcast. KNEO Radio AM and FM radio podcast covering the heart of Texas and the Northwest Hill Country, including McCullough, Mason, Menard, Concho, San Saba, and portions of Brown and Llano counties. KNEO Radio is your podcast to hear interviews with special guests, local news, events, agriculture, and community affairs. For more KNEO podcast, visit KNEOradio.com. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference.
Well, Shelby, you've been coming to Brady today for a meeting with the McCullough County Republican women. How's it going since the election, the runoff election, got all of that out of the way? You got your straight shot into the State House of Representatives.
Yes, we've had a wonderful day here. I can't tell you how impressive it is to meet with a group like the Brady Republican women and see this group's just been formed in the last year and is somewhere in the neighborhood of about 50 members, and that is so critical, not just to the future of Brady and McCullough County, but to everything that's going on in Texas, to see those grassroots come together and really get fired up. It was fun to spend an hour just at lunch visiting with them.
Well, you look back to the election season that you went through, the primary and then the runoff, delayed runoff and all of that, but you look back at that, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, it was historic in several respects. You know, whoever would have thought when we started that out that it would be extended by a pandemic, but it was. And so kind of figuring out through there how to communicate with each other and still connect with each other was a bit of a challenge, but we did that. And then, of course, on election night, Lynn, it was so humbling to see those returns come in. And it wasn't a little statement that was made, but it was a significant one in Central Texas. And Austin did not know what to do with it, which is fair because, let's be honest, we don't really know what we want to do with Austin either sometimes. But the conservative movement in Texas is strong and the voice is loud, and I am just so honored to have the opportunity to serve our people.
Okay. Well, as you look forward to it, what's your thoughts about the prospect of going down there, being a part of all that this coming year?
Well, there's a lot of difficult work ahead, and the nature of the work has changed some. We see that Texas is facing, at last estimate, about a $4.6 billion deficit, which is going to force us to really focus on those core functions of government, where we ought to be spending our time and our resources, and reduce those places where we shouldn't be involved. So as a conservative, that's a great opportunity, but it's also going to be a difficult one for us.
Mm-hmm. And now that you've been elected, what do you hear from the folks who put you there? What are they expecting?
Well, they want to know a lot of times what's going on. And so a lot of what I've been doing, because I'm very fortunate not to have an opponent in the general election. That's not the case for all of our other races, and Texas is a battleground state. So I have spent a fair amount of time supporting some other races, trying to help some other Republicans get across that finish line. We've got to have a strong team going in. Aside from budgetary issues, next year is a redistricting year. So having that conservative team built out is important for all of us, having strong working relationships. People are primarily focused on a couple of core concerns. One is going to be the support of public safety and our law enforcement. Backing the blue is a major issue in Texas right now. Property taxes, major issue in our economy.
Right.
Opening, getting our businesses back. I've had the chance to visit today with Brady superintendent and hear about the great things going on in Brady ISD and the kids that have come back, and I'm so glad that we're back in school.
Yeah, that's true. Well, are you excited?
I am excited. I'm excited, and I'm honored, and, you know, it's a little bit like drinking from a fire hydrant, the flood of information, but that's all right. We're in it.
You're ready to go.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to the KNEO Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEO 95.3 FM and KNEO 1490 AM and KNEOradio.com. For more KNEO Radio Podcast, including KNEO Sports, visit KNEOradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEO Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.